And thank you, Greg. Hope all the moms out there had a wonderful Mother's Day, and weather was nice during the day. It was kind of rough last night, but for the day part, seemed good. So I hope all the moms out there had a wonderful day.
Amen.
Deservedly so. And Dale Taylor here with us this morning from the Blood River Baptist Association.
And Kentucky Baptist Convention.
Baptist Convention. And how you doing, Dale?
I'm doing well. Thanks for letting me be on today.
Hey, well, thank you for being here. Now, what are we talking about this morning?
We're going to be talking about Bags of Hope Ministries here in Marshall County. And I'm proud to be on the air to share some of the good news about what's happening.
Yeah, that's such a great organization, and one probably a lot of people are familiar with, maybe not as familiar with how they can contribute, so maybe
sure.
You can help them with that.
Well, let me first tell you kind of what Bags of Hope is for maybe somebody who has never heard about them before. Bags of Hope is a ministry of the Blood River Baptist Association. Blood River Baptist Association consists of about 46 different churches throughout Marshall County, Callaway County, and we even have some in Tennessee. And we all contribute together for this ministry. This ministry was started through the Blood River churches in 2012, and it's a food pantry and it's a clothing closet where we give out free food, free clothes, and we also give out other things as well. Sometimes when we are given other donations, we give out sometimes furniture, sometimes appliances, whatever God puts in our lap, we just give out free. We just want to be of help and share the light of Christ wherever we go.
Well, there's definitely a need, isn't there?
Oh my goodness, yes.
And you've been with this organization. Of course, you've been in the ministry for a number of years.
Yeah, I've been in the ministry for about 25 years now, and I worked in several different ventures in this similar capacity, homeless shelters and food pantries and things like that. And this particular one, it's a very vibrant ministry. It's really serving a big area. It's not just Benton. It's not just Marshall County. We're taking care of people that are coming through from all the surrounding counties. You name it. I've had people come from all the counties around consistently. So praise God for that.
Yeah.
And we get to help a lot of people that in their time of need. And sometimes, you know, need is not like you would define it in times past. You know, we have a stereotypical view of those who might be asking for free food. Well, that's not the same thing. Today, not only do we have those that are having issues, you know, obviously, mm-hmm. but we also have, as a sign of the times, we have people who have worked all their life and are on retirement, and their retirement income is just not going as far as they could go
sure.
anymore. And so we help there. You know, if you're not spending money on food, you can pay your bills, you know, spend your money on your bills and things like that.
So exactly.
Really vibrant ministry. Really, really does a great job helping out in the community.
You're right. I mean, if you're someone who's on a fixed income and been given a health diagnosis and your medicine is astronomical, then you know you've got tough choices to make. So this is
Right. You know, the stereotypical view of someone who goes to a food pantry is I guess maybe like a homeless person or someone who's dealing with substance abuse or something of that nature. And yes, we definitely have those situations happen, and we definitely want to help. But we're there to help whoever's having a season of need, not just a lifestyle of need, you know. And many times we can help people to get over a hump, and I don't know if anybody's noticed or not, but food's pretty expensive today.
Yeah. Yes.
It's everything's getting so expensive. We were making light of it at home, me and my dad. My dad's 88 years old, and we were making light we were talking about all the things that are going up and compared to what they were when he was young, and that's ridiculous in pricing today. But we really have a great niche that we're filling, and right now we help about 250 people a month. That's about 3,000 people a year.
Wow.
And so we really try to help out the best we can.
But you're right. Food prices have just skyrocketed here the last few years. And, you know, it used to be when you're a young couple and you're getting started, you'd eat lots of bacon and eggs for supper because that was a cheap meal. And now that's a treat to have that.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, sometimes literally today, you have some families literally have to choose between paying a bill and eating. And I hate to say that, but that's a reality in our area. And you wouldn't think so, because if you drive around, you look around, you know, people look like they're fairly affluent in our community. But some people are struggling, and that's what the Lord's put us here for. We truly want to help. And, I brought some statistics I want to share with you. Just to praise God. We give away a month 2,800 shelled food items, like canned good, 2,800 items a month, 760 loaves of bread a month, 300 containers of milk a month, 300 dozen of eggs a month, 360 different hygiene products. We give out baby products, you know, like the formula, you know, the diapers, wipes, you name it. And so we try to help, especially the families that are new as well. You know, diapers are expensive, and we love to help those new families as they're struggling to make their way in life.
Wow, that's wonderful, though, and that is there. That ministry is there for people. And do you get preferred pricing? I mean, are you, well, the ministry? I mean, is
obviously we don't charge anything to give it away, but
right.
We sometimes people in our community that are merchants will help us with a little discount, but most of the time we depend on donations. It's we can't afford to spend money to give away 3,000 shelved food items, a can of beans, you know, or corn. That it gets expensive after a while. So we really exist on the donations of the generosity of our constituents. The churches are our primary donors, and the 46 churches, they contribute either money to help us purchase food, or they donate the food itself. Each church gets a notice every month of a couple little items they can give, for example, pancake mix or syrup or something like that they can donate. They can ask their congregations. And so we pass the word around, and we've been having some donations from the community as well, which we really need. And I had a really big blessing over that. I didn't even know how to handle it yet. But we've got it taken care of, we were offered a donation of a pallet of eggs, fresh eggs. We were given 900 dozen of eggs, and I've already given away half of that already.
Wow.
And that was last week. I've already given away half of that. And so if you're listening, I need egg cartons really bad right now. So drop them by Bags of Hope. We really need them.
And that's in Hardin.
Yes, it's
nice
actually,
facility.
Yeah, it's right on. It's 3265 Mayfield Highway here in Benton. It's not in Hardin anymore. It used to be in Hardin. We first started there, and then we were given a building on Mayfield Highway, and so we've filled that to capacity. God's been good. People have donated. We now have a 10x15 walk-in cooler there as well.
Good.
We've got freezer capacities. We've storage capacities, and we're doing the best we can.
That's good. Now, who determines the need, like for someone to qualify to receive your services?
Basically, it's when someone, this is the process when someone comes in. We ask them to bring in some identification for everybody in their family, because we want to be good stewards of what people are giving to us, and we ask them to bring a proof of income. We base that acceptability not on a concrete figure, basically, you know, because sometimes people go through a season, say like they've got cancer, and they normally have a good salary, but all of a sudden medical bills are pouring in, you know, and I don't want to, you know, have such a rigid criteria that keeps them from receiving some help in their time of need. So it really is a loose model, but we ask for people to prove their income, so we make sure nobody's taking advantage of the system. You know, we do want to be good stewards. So we ask people to come in and bring some proof of identification and proof of income, and we can try to kind of base the need upon what they. And by the way, one of the wonderful things that we do out there, we have a menu that they can choose from. When they come in, I don't want them to feel like they're being talked down to. Everybody who comes there, they're part of the family. I just love that part. It's that they're family members. They come in, and we've been old friends. And if you're listening and you come in, you're going to be a fast friend at Bags of Hope. And there's never any big eyes or little U's attitude there. And so we welcome everybody to come in, and they get to choose from a menu. We give just like they're going to a grocery store. They can pick what items they would like, and we actually have a choice between meats that you get. I think we're the only one that offers that.
Wow.
But the primary reason we do all these things, we give away free food, free clothes, and all these other things, is because we want to be good stewards for Christ. We want to affect this community for Jesus Christ. That's the main reason we're doing it.
And I know too, I've spoken to people who have used your ministry, and they said that it's refreshing because you don't talk down to them.
Well, praise God.
You know, you're there as a friend, as to help. It's not a I'm above you kind of a situation.
Well, praise God. That's exactly what we want.
Because you know, for someone who's maybe just down on their luck, you know, it takes a lot to go and ask for help.
It does, you know, really it does. You know, in my generation, we were similar generation. We were raised in this attitude, this mentality that it's okay to help somebody else. In fact, you better help somebody else in their time of need. But the implied thing is that it's okay to help somebody else, but never ask for help for yourself.
Right.
And that's kind of implied in the way we were raised. And I want to dispel that it's okay to ask for help. You know, because, you know, as the old saying goes, we're all just beggars. All good things come from the Lord's, what the Scripture says. And so we ask the Lord to help us. You know, I'm one day away, and you're one day away from maybe being a traumatic situation where we need to have help. Yeah. And that's why I want to promote that family atmosphere. You know, there's one day where I might be on the other side of the table and have been, and maybe tomorrow, you know. So who am I to put a leveling mark on that?
Right. And this area kind of, I think, shares what you and I were just talking about, that kind of that mentality. And I know during the tornado recovery at some of the different places that were helping folks, one of the biggest contributors, people bringing in money and items, were people who've lost their homes.
That was astounding.
Yeah.
And in that same light, I'm so glad you brought that up, in that same light, even people that are receiving from us today, when they have access, they bring it in.
Yeah.
And that is such a blessing to see that. You know, that you can see that community mentality, the kindness of Christ is catching on. And oh my goodness, during the time of the tornado, what a heartache that was.
It still is, and
we're still dealing with some of the effects.
It does bring out sometimes. You know, you watch the news. I probably watch too much of it, but you get disheartened sometimes, and that really can kind of warm your heart when you see people acting that way.
Oh my goodness, yes. I'm proud to serve with Kentucky Baptist Disaster Relief as well through the Kentucky Baptist Convention, and I'm really proud of the work that we're doing, not only at the KBC, but also the Blood River. Our Director of Missions, Mark Sickling, is heading up the Marshall County Long-Term Recovery Group. I'm on that as well. Mm-hmm. We look at our community over here, and superficially you drive through, and it is a wonderful place, and it is an excellent place. I don't think there's any better place around. But everywhere we go, there is somebody who's dealing with something, and that's why God's put us here.
Yep.
Is that we can help in those times of need. You know, at our organization out there, Bags of Hope, if we don't have it, I try to find it. I have families that come to me that have had a fire, that have lost everything. Sometimes I can take and find homes for furniture, for bedroom suits, you know, appliances. You just never know what I'm going to need. For example, this is how awesome God is sometimes. I had a lady come in one day. She was receiving her food, and she told me, she said, "Brother Dale, I've got an unusual need." And I said, "Well, tell me, let's see. Let's pray about it and see what God can do." And this is just, God's just awesome. And so she told me, she said, "Brother Dale, my well pump went out today." I mean, that's the last thing I would normally carry, sure. You know, as a well pump. But, you know, I said, you know, let's pray about it. Let's see what God does. Before we even left, we We got through with our time talking together and praying together. We got up and started walking out, and somebody drove up, and they said, "Brother Dale, I've got something to donate today. I don't even know if you want it." I said, "What you got?" And he said, "I've got a well pump."
Wow.
So you never know how it's all going to work out. God's so good. He shows up all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Brother Dale, thank you so much for being here. And before we go, just how can people get in touch with you or with the ministry, and how can they help?
Oh, please. Thank you so much. I would really highly encourage people to give of their excess. It can be any item. It doesn't matter what it is. You can give us a call at the food pantry. It's 270-252-9266. That's the number at the food pantry. We also have a Facebook page, Bags of Hope, Benton, Kentucky. And you can message me there. And our address, again, is 3265. It's over there on Mayfield Highway here in Benton. Again, we're looking for donations of any kind. We take food. We take clothing. We take, especially right now, we're needing infant clothing and children's clothing. We need diapers really bad and all those things for, like, diapers, wipes, and stuff like that. You can donate anything. Money works if you want to donate that, too. And I invite you, just if you're not in need, come by Bags of Hope and just take a look at the organization and just see what we're doing. And I beg that you'd pray for us, because we're trying to win souls for Christ. We got the privilege of leading 5 people to the Lord already so far this year.
That's wonderful.
So, yes, please come out, join us, and hang out.
Hey, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thank you, sir. Well, we'll get to a break, and I think we've got Dave Ralston on the line with us, and he used to work with the Fab Five. You remember the Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Greg had to help me out there. Wolverines. I remember they beat Kentucky back.
Don't remind us.
One of those final 4 years.
I went to UK. Don't say that.
I know. we'll give him a pass on that one. But anyway, we'll come back and visit with him right after this break.
Thank you.